how are you in a hospital in that environment? It can be pretty daunting. I've felt that myself. There are plenty of adults who find that environment overwhelming, scary. So imagine what it's like for a sick child.
The John Hunter Children's Hospital Child Life Therapists are working with kids to help make the experience easier on them and to make MRIs less scary. They're using a toy that you'd find, I reckon, in most homes across the Hunter.
Yes. To tell you all about it, Michelle Perrin is here with props, with toys. She's a child life therapist. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
You get paid to play with toys?
Oh, we do. We do indeed.
Wow. So, Michelle, tell us, what is the role, first of all? What does day-to-day work involve for a child life therapist?
The best bit is there sort of is no routine day. So we aim to support kids and empower children throughout their hospital experience and their families. And to do that, they need to understand what's happening and learn strategies to cope. So we essentially, we can't take away the things that are painful or scary, but we can teach them how to master those things. And
how are you doing that when it comes to MRIs?
Well, with MRIs, we have a few different ways, and it really comes down to how the child needs to learn. But the one that we've bought today is our Lego MRI kit. So we use that in conjunction with some photos of our MRI machine and listening to the sounds at the same time to practice and role play the MRI.
So I've seen a lot of things made out of Lego, but yeah, never an MRI scenario.
Describe it, Jen, because there are people on the other side of the glass like you would have at the MRI.
Yeah, so Michelle, these are the technicians, I guess.
Yep.
They are sitting behind glass, just like when you go for one in real life. They've got a computer screen in front of them with all the controls. And then in the room behind there, you've got a smiling Lego person lying on the, I don't know what you call
on the
that.
The scanner, yep.
The scanner, okay, where you go in. And the MRI, for anyone who's seen it in movies or TV, is that big circular thing that you kind of are rolled into and
pretty
it scans
small
all around
space,
you.
Pretty small space, right?
Yeah, it comes very close to your body, yep.
Yeah, and there are bits moving around you. That would be really scary. I've done it as an adult and it's scary. It must be really scary for a kid.
I think the other thing we deal with children is the length of time that you need to be in there. It can be tricky.
How long can it be?
Anywhere from 20 to 90 minutes, depending on what they're scanning for.
And you have to hold pretty still, don't you?
Very still.
Yeah.
At times. They can have a little jiggle here and there.
Michelle, there's a room off to the side here. One of them's got a bed on it. What's this area?
We use this for a number of different scenarios. So the bed we would use if the child had been transferred from the ward, so we could show them how they would arrive. But if it was a child coming in as an outpatient, they wouldn't use that bed.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a little change room. If they have turned up wearing any clothes that have metal on them, they'll need to get changed into a hospital gown. And there's also sort of a waiting area outside. However, one of the parents, if they do the MRI screen, can attend.
Right.
So all the scenarios are included in, even in the Lego.
Yep.
You've brought some sounds with you as well. Why is it important that the noise of the MRI, the beeps and the movements, correspond with what's taking place in Legoland?
Oh, I think it's really important whenever you're in a situation where you're unsure of what's happening, being prepared is going to help you so much more to be able to do that. So listening to the sounds with the context of through the role play enables the child to understand when they're in the machine that nothing's wrong. It's exactly as we talked about. And so when it starts to sound the same, look the same, feel the same, they believe what we've told them and everything sort of falls into place and seems okay.
You've got some sounds here on a tablet. Can we hear what it sounds like? If you hold it up to the microphone, I reckon we might be able to get an example of what it is that you play for children who are heading in for an MRI scan.
Sure. So there's four different sounds. I'll play a couple. Turn that up a bit.
That's it moving around you, right?
Yeah, so they don't see anything moving.
Okay, so the child says, I know it's going to sound like that. I know I'm going to be this Lego person being wheeled in there. Just less anxiety is good for everyone all around, I imagine.
Absolutely. And for some children, we might practice lying in a play tunnel for 20 minutes, half an hour, and see how they go at laying still.
Oh, wow. Oh, play tunnel. What
and listen
idea.
To the sounds at the same time. Yeah. For other children, it might be photos.
So an MRI is not the only procedure that a child might have, obviously.
Not
what are some
all.
Of the other strategies that you use to help children in hospitals?
Yeah, so we develop procedure plans with a lot of the kids, particularly those that need to come back quite frequently. So for some children, it might be having a needle that is a really big fear for them. Either they've never had one and they're just worried about it, or they've had lots and they are worried about it. So we might help them to make the decisions that they can do in their care. So we offer choices where choices exist. You know, who do you want to bring into the room with you? Do you want to sit up? Do you want to lay down? What works for you? Do you have your favourite toy that you want to bring along? Do we use the numbing cream or not? And we have lots of choices that we go through with them to really give them as much control as we can. And again, we role play and make it as predictable as possible. So again, we can't take away the very things that they might be afraid of, but we can learn to master them.
If you know I'm about to do a 90-minute MRI as a child, how long does this process take? How long do you spend with the Lego?
Oh, look, it totally depends on the child, and sometimes we need to do a bit of playing first just to build that relationship of trust. But half an hour to an hour is usually enough.
Yeah. Just one sitting.
Often, yep. Yeah. Yep.
So, Michelle, what's your day going to be like? You coming to the radio studio with Lego is kind of an unusual day for you.
It is.
And then you're off to the Children's Hospital. What will your day be like?
Well, the best part is I don't really know. I'll see what happens when I get there over the weekend. Several children may have been admitted, and there could be children that require some basic medical procedures. There could be children that have had a new diagnosis of a long-term condition, and we often work around how to normalise the hospital environment for them.
And it works?
It does.
Yeah, the kids say it works.
With particularly in the MRI program, we've had a lot of experience with this. We have a very high success rate of children who are booked to have a general anaesthetic and do this sort of preparation and then attend the scan awake.